Hi, this is Kale Going, author of Saint Iggy. Welcome to the podcast. Did you ever wonder what inspires a writer to write a certain book? I'll tell you a secret. Sometimes when my books are completely finished, I look at them and think, how in the world did I ever come up with that? Most of the time, my characters are nothing like me, at least on the surface. It's only when you dig a little bit deeper that you start to see where they came from and what we have in common. Iggy Corso, the main character of my new novel, Saint Iggy, was born addicted to drugs and grew up in a housing project in the inner city. His dad is usually stoned on the couch, and his mom says she's off visiting someone, but Iggy suspects she isn't coming home. Iggy gets kicked out of school on page one, but he's determined to make something of his life. In fact, Iggy wants to do something great. And with the help of his friend Mo and Mo's mom, Iggy intends to defy everyone's low expectations of him. So, did I grow up in the inner city with deadbeat parents? Was I ever kicked out of school? Far from it. In fact, I grew up in a small town in rural New York with a librarian for a mom and a biologist for a dad. And even though I always hated school, I did pretty well at it. I was lucky because I never had to deal with half the issues that Iggy deals with. But if that's true, how could I write a whole book about a character that's nothing like me? There's several reasons. An author always uses their imagination, but they also draw from their experiences, and Iggy and I do have something in common. When I was in high school, I too wanted to do something great with my life. In the sixth grade, I'd read the novel Christie by Catherine Marshall. Christie is the story of a young woman who goes to work in an impoverished area of Appalachia, and after reading the story, I decided that I would join a volunteer organization as soon as I graduated college so that I could travel to new places and work among people less fortunate than myself. That's a good thing, right? But like Iggy, I found that this journey turned out to be a lot more complex than I thought it would be. I ended up joining a group called MCC, which stands for Mennonite Central Committee, and I went down to New Orleans, Louisiana, to teach adult literacy. My job was to work with individuals and small groups of adults who needed to learn basic reading skills. I remember how confident I was going into this job that I would be able to teach every student how to read. I would come up with creative exercises, and I'd get to know my students. But the truth is, there are a lot of reasons someone might reach adulthood without having learned to read. Sometimes they had a learning disability and they needed more specialized help than I could give them. One student, a grandmother, had been forced to drop out of school in the third grade so she could work in the cotton fields. And another young man, one of the top members of a gang, had been kicked out of every school that he'd attended, including the alternative schools. We were literally his last shot, but he was unruly and disrupted the other students in his class. Should we keep him enrolled at their expense? Each of these students had a full life outside of my classroom with jobs and kids and plenty of distractions that made it difficult for them to devote the time necessary to practicing their reading skills. One of my favorite students disappeared unexpectedly, and friends who knew him said that he was back on the street using drugs. What seemed simple and clear-cut when I went in, helping students learn to read, was full of difficulties I couldn't have imagined, and at times, I'd end up abandoning lessons altogether to read court papers or simply to talk to students about their lives. At a certain point, I realized I wasn't teaching hardly anyone to read. What had happened to the good deed that I'd set out to do? These students and the challenges they faced are all part of what I brought to Iggy as a character. Every single one of them wanted to learn, but very few would actually succeed. And maybe someone who didn't know them or didn't understand their lives might accuse them of being dumb, just as Iggy is aware that people think that he is dumb. But in fact, each person I worked with was so smart, they just weren't book smart. Instead, they knew things about surviving in the world that the average person will probably never know. I think this is what makes Iggy a truly unique character and brings a sense of reality to his often misdirected desire to do good. My time in New Orleans also played a large role in shaping the setting of Saint Iggy. Although the novel is not set in New Orleans, the world that Iggy lives in comes from the sights and the sounds of the world that I lived in as a volunteer. Specifically, it's my memories of these times that allowed me to make Iggy's world complex, filled with colors and beauty as well as stark hardships. At the time that I was working as a tutor, I was living in a unit house with other volunteers. And although there were always people coming and going from our unit, generally there were four of us who were all young white women at the time, and each of us had a different assignment. And midway through our term as volunteers, the community we worked with asked us to consider moving our unit house from Felicity Street, which was a very quiet street in the Irish Channel area, to Josephine Street, a street that bordered the housing project known as St. Thomas. The move seemed risky, both for the four of us who would surely stand out in the predominantly black community, but also for the community itself, who would have to educate us about race issues and safety issues. I look back on that time now, and certain images stand out in my mind. I see the president of the St. Thomas Residence Council taking us on a tour of our new community, making sure we were introduced to our neighbors and personally vouching for our presence there. I see myself and Brenda, one of my housemates, foolishly walking into the projects at night, unaware of the danger that we were putting ourselves in or the consequences to the community if something were to happen to one of us. I hear the sounds of music playing and children laughing, but also the pop-pop of gunshots. I smell the aromas of red beans and rice and jambalaya, but also the garbage in the streets. There's fear there, but also smiles and great kindness and generosity. Although it sounds like a cliche, I can honestly say that I learned far more from the St. Thomas community than I was ever able to give back. I think that when people haven't lived in a poor community, they often see things as black and white. They focus on the negative without seeing what else there is to see. Yes, then, there are problems in every poor community, just as there are problems in every rich community, which is something that Iggy learns along his journey. But there are also amazing people who are doing great things despite a lot of obstacles set in their way. And sometimes there are people who are doing not so great things, but when we look a little closer at their life, we can see what led them to where they are. St. Iggy is a novel about ambiguity. It's about what makes us good or bad and all the gray areas in between. I hope that Iggy is a character whose sense of humor and way of seeing the world will make exploring these issues fun.